1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will keep his job. The state Senate has voted not to remove him from office. Democratic State Representative Ann Johnson is the vice chair of the House Board of Managers that conducted the prosecution.
Those that voted to acquit were wholeheartedly Republican.
The votes followed 2 weeks of testimony. The center of what was Hurricane Lee making landfall in Nova Scotia. Meanwhile, across the Gulf of Maine, wind whipping up in Bar Harbor and 102,000 customers without power in New England. It's day two of the auto workers' strike. Carmakers say that the union demands for a nearly 40% pay increase and better benefits are not realistic. Ford says it's laying off 600 workers. In response to a new legal motion in the Trump election interference case by special counsel Jack Smith, asking a judge to limit what former President Trump can post on social media, the former president posting that Smith is deranged. This is ABC News. Libyan prosecutors launching a criminal investigation into the flooding disaster there, which left at least 11,000 men, women, and children dead in a port city. Poor maintenance of dams is blamed. ABC News chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell is in Libya.
The Libyan Prime Minister admitting there was a failure to maintain the dams built over 40 years ago. Prosecutors now revealing studies decades ago showing the two dams built to protect the city from floods suffered cracks and subsidence that could lead to their collapse.
Thousands of people are still missing, and the recovery effort continues. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami are headed to Atlanta this weekend. They're going to play in front of 71,000 fans, expected to pack a sold-out Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Miami's been unbeaten, winning 8 cup games for 4 league games since Messi's arrival. You can watch the game on MLS Season Pass, if you like. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report says chain stores are crowding out local businesses in Wisconsin's small towns. Mike Moan reports now on policies that could help local retailers compete.
The 2023 Rural Policy Action Report, which has input from nearly 30 organizations, urges federal policymakers to advance bills that would strengthen antitrust laws in hopes of seeing fewer mergers, including in agribusiness. Katie Milani is with the Independent Business Institute for Local Self-Reliance and contributed to the report.
We have seen in the last 50 years significant consolidation in our economy. You go to any town across the country and a lot of them look the same. It's the same dollar stores, the same Walmart.
Milani says these trends push out independent businesses, preventing small towns from taking agency over their ability to flourish. Her group notes the FTC needs stronger enforcement of laws addressing deals bigger retailers get from suppliers, allowing them to mark down prices. The report also calls for investment in foundational infrastructure in rural areas, such as healthcare access. The authors say these communities are more diverse than people think, and residents deserve equitable opportunities. Milani says there are too many questions there that can't be ignored.
What does economic, racial justice around rural issues, and also gender, what does that look like?
The report says protecting democracy and access to voting allows diverse rural communities to have a voice on these matters without intimidation. A recommendation asked the federal government to make bigger investments in election safety and security, noting the burden often falls on state and local governments. Chains like Dollar General defend their growth, saying they often get requests from rural areas for new stores. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. Welcome back to hour number two on The Big Show. It's fine. I didn't know if we were doing Hump Day or not. It's fine. It's okay, fine. Okay. No, it's fine. We're happy to have
Hump
you along.
Day!
Delayed reaction.
Delayed reaction, but yes, we're here for Hump Day. Great first hour. Fantastic, as always, to have Trygve Olson and Pat Kreitlow along. Your phone calls as well. Feel free to call at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you have feelings on this pending possible impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz, then the Republican response yesterday of saying, after all these years of vehemently opposing redistricting, or nonpartisan redistricting, now we're suddenly for it. But we're going to put the bill without a public hearing to the full assembly floor in 48 hours. Seems a bit disingenuous to me. Then Governor Tony Evers comes out and basically says, we're not going there. And now today, this afternoon, Robin Voss announcing that he's creating a special panel to look into impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, but he refuses to tell anybody who's going to sit on that panel to advise him. He says it's a former Supreme Court justice. He says it is not Gableman, number one. And so that we know for sure that not Gableman. And Patience Rogensack says that she just doesn't return the call. So we don't know who is going to be on this panel, if any, you know, who it's going to be. So all this secrecy going on, just it leaves a bitter taste in my mouth. And it just tastes and smells of deep partisan politics, particularly on the Republican side. Because what this is about, if you boil it all down, is Republicans are scared. They are scared. Robin Voss is scared. Republican Party leadership is scared. Scott Walker is scared, even though he's not technically in power. Because they know with a 4-3 Supreme Court majority, they have the liberals in the Supreme Court are going to deliver fair maps. And Republicans know if they have to run in a fair map district, it's going to be very hard for them in some places. Because with a national ticket of Donald Trump at the top, which is going to be, unless something cataclysmic happens, and with Republicans on a national ticket talking about a national abortion ban, and at the national level, you have Republicans of Kevin McCarthy and the Freedom Caucus and the MAGA folks
now going to move forward in the House with proceeding impeachment proceedings against President Joe Biden. Republicans in Wisconsin are not idiots. They actually are intelligent political-wise, and they know that all of this is bad news for them. So they're trying to run out the clock on because you have to, at some point, I'm not sure what the date is. It might be January. It might be early February. You have to have a decision then so you can print the ballot, or not the ballots, but you can print the nomination papers. There's a specific day, I believe it's in March, when you can start circulating nomination papers, and it's usually due end of May, 1st of June. And so you have to have the map set by then so that people can get the proper signatures to get on the ballot. So what Robin Voss, the Republicans, are doing are trying to run out the clock. So they say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have time. Now we have to go into 2026. That's what's going on here, folks, if you boil it all down. And the fact is that you, not me, not anyone else, you have made a difference by calling your state assembly person, Republicans in particular, and saying a vote for impeachment is a vote against you. And we've had callers to this show, principled conservatives, who say, look, I'm not a fan of Protasiewicz. I think she should recuse herself. But neither do I believe that we should move forward with impeachment. Republicans know this is a very unpopular opinion or stance, even with their own people. So keep the pressure on. That's what I'm telling you. It's just like at CNN. When you know, the owner of CNN said, oh, Chris Licht is our CEO, he has my full confidence. A month later, he was gone. How many times have you heard owners of an NFL or Major League Baseball team say, oh, we have complete confidence in our manager? And a couple of weeks later, a month later, they're gone. It's exactly the same thing. This is possible. You know, Voss, the Republicans, saying, oh, we're not going to go down the impeachment rabbit hole. Do not believe them. I'm old enough. I was working in the state capitol for a Republican during Act 10. And Republicans said, oh, we can't move forward on Act 10 because the Democrats are out of the state. We can't do it. We can't do it. Told the press that. And about 2 weeks later, in a split-second decision, they split the bill and they passed Act 10. And we all know what happened there. So call your state legislator. Here's the number. We'll give it again after the break. 800-362- move the page, 9472, 800-362-9472. Give it to you one more time, 800-362-9472. Give us a call. Talk about this on the other side of the break, 844-967-2789 or via the Civic Media app. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Albo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock on the time and temperature sign. Along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, glad to have you here on a Wednesday, September 13th. Gave you a lot of telephone numbers there before the break. Sorry about that. We'll give them to you slowly now, if you have a pen. Here is the legislative hotline number here in Madison. Call your state legislator, particularly... the legislator, oh, very good, Mr. Zomer is showing it, very good, particularly those Assembly Republicans, and let them know that a vote to impeach Janet Protasiewicz from the Supreme Court before she has ever heard a case means a vote against them next year in the elections. Here is that number to contact your state legislator, 1-800-362-9472. Again, 800-362-9472. Mr. Zomers also has it on the screen for those watching this on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and whatnot. Appreciate that. But give him a call because what you have done as Wisconsinites, as this show goes across the entire state of Wisconsin, what you have done as voters has meant a dramatic, cataclysmic shift in politics in Wisconsin. And it's uplifting to me. And it's a great example of when people say, oh, Todd, you know, I just think I don't matter. I don't think my vote matters. It does. And this is a great example of it. And there's, you know, by the way, I want to say this. I am all for actual bipartisanship. I travel around the state with my former boss, Dale Schultz, and State Senator Tim Cullen, both former majority leaders, one Republican, one Democratic. And I heard firsthand from Wisconsinites, from Superior to Green Bay, Ashland to La Crosse to Richland Center to Milwaukee to Janesville. People actually do want bipartisanship and to have government work. And I would love for Republicans to be sincere about this. But by not holding a public hearing on the bill, by not allowing public input, and rushing it through within 48 hours to a vote on the assembly floor, you're not serious. And by the way, there are other things out there. Badger care expansion. Health care. Taxation equity. All those things that we are yearning for bipartisan support. And I wish and I hope that Republicans, those people in the Republican caucus that believe those things, and there are a few, as Trigvy pointed out, I hope they start demanding that their voices be heard, because that's what the people of Wisconsin deserve. What do you feel? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Bob in Waukesha, down there in WAUK, the Shaw country. Bob, what's to you?
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. First of all, Robin Voss, Governor Evers, he said it best. There's no way he's going to trust Robin Voss and the legislature, because from day one, since he took over, they have been unwilling to work with him and going as far as gaveling in and gaveling out. That's not representative form of government. what they're doing, what Robin Voss is doing, the way he runs things, it's basically, if he impeaches Janet Posayowicz, then he's that's voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
The majority, 11 points in favor of Janet Protasiewicz to put her on the Supreme Court, we voted for, and now they're going to take it away. Medical marijuana, social marijuana, birth abortion. We get the kind of government that Robin Voss wants to give us. That's not the way the Constitution and our forefathers set this whole thing up. The reason they keep losing elections is because their policies are flawed. Joe Biden has done more in the 3 years he's been in office for the people of this state and of the country than the Republicans have ever done. The Republicans fund corporations and the 1%. They don't give a damn about the average person. If you make below $100,000 a year, they don't care about you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bob.
This isn't government. This isn't what the government was supposed to be like. And it's just as terrible in Washington. You have people in Congress that never, ever should have been there. And you have whatever good people you have in Congress and the Senate, they won't speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why, because they don't want another Republican running against them. But, you know, it's not supposed to be party and politics over country. It's supposed to be country over party and politics. And that's not what we have.
Yeah.
And the speaker, he's just a puppet. He's got to go along with everything these wackos that are in there want him to do. Who do you think is behind this investigation of Joe Biden? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert.
By the way, Lauren Boebert got kicked out of a play in Denver, Colorado for vaping during the play and causing a disturbance.
Yeah, not just vaping. She also was on her phone and singing and all kinds of crap. And it's pretty funny to watch the video of her just getting escorted out.
It's kind of goofy. Well, but I agree with you,
it's
Bob.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, I agree
it's
with you.
It's pathetic that a member of Congress can't even go to a play and act like a reasonable human being.
A lot of entitlement
there.
That's
what's up there.
A lot of entitlement. Bob, I appreciate the call. I agree with you on almost everything you said. The only thing I'll just, you know, from my point of view, I agree that Joe Biden said a heck of a lot over the last 3 years. I think, you know, you said the more the Republican Party ever did. Well, I would say in the modern era. I mean, I'm still pretty much a fan of Teddy Roosevelt and all he did for conservation in the national parks. You know, it was the Republicans in Congress in the 60s that helped pass the Civil Rights Act when Lyndon Johnson was president. So there is a history at some point where the Republican Party did a lot of good. That is not the case in the last 20 or 30 years.
The last 20 years, things have gotten bad for the Republican Party.
Yeah, I agree.
Way straight away from what they should be.
Right. Bob, a great call. Appreciate it. Have a great day down there in Waukesha. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Always welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure. If you want to be like Bob, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
We also have a good comment on Facebook from Beverly.
All right, very good. Beverly saying that, I agree, the Republicans are scared. What I expect to see next is all the Republicans running in 2024 to start sounding like Democrats to get reelected. Then when they get reelected, they'll go back to being Republicans again. Good perspective, right? Certainly wouldn't be the first time that you see that happen. Appreciate that from Beverly on Facebook. I want to pick up on something that Bob said there from Waukesha about, you know, these kind of mega Republicans. All right. Interesting fact, but we haven't talked too much about this. We're going to talk more about it in the coming days. Why are mega House Republicans, many of the Freedom Caucus, threatening to shut down the government on September 30th, hurting everyday life for millions of Americans? This is a real thing, by the way. That, remember, they passed the debt ceiling stuff to avoid the shutdown earlier this year. But now we have to fund the government coming up on September 30th. And Republicans are this mega Freedom Caucus basically just wants to drive the country off the economic cliff. There's a center-right think tank called American Action Forums. American Action Forum. Their vice president for economic policy, Gordon Gray, has an answer to all this. Ever since the debt ceiling fight was resolved, he told The Guardian, quote, "There's a big chunk of House Republicans who just want to break something." That's just how some of these folks define government. It's how their constituents define success, unquote. I think that's a really prescient and interesting comment from a center-right group. And it's so true. If you look at now I'm not talking about your average principled conservative living in rural Wisconsin. I'm talking about the leadership of the mega movement, Donald Trump in particular, and these House Freedom people. It's not about building things or people up. It's about tearing things and people down. They just want to destroy stuff. That's not how good government works. And yes, you can go all the way back to 1980 and before when Ronald Reagan, you know, the famous quote, you know, where I'm from the government and we're here to help. And it got a big laugh. And yes, there are certainly, having worked in government for a lot of years, I can tell you that there is waste. All right, there is room for improvement. But to just destroy things and dismantle things, and also with doing so without actually having a real plan in place to take its place, that is bad government. That is bad leadership. And again, it goes back to one of the other callers said this, and I think they're so true. Republicans like Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu and Scott Walker and Brian Schimming and others, they are beyond nervous. They're scared. Because to the caller's point that we've had, you can't be for a national ban on abortion. You can't be just mean-spirited toward every LGBTQ plus person. You can't have this kind of, not kind of, a white nationalist movement and win in this country. You just can't. Or in this state in particular. And they are nervous that with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, we haven't gotten to it, save it till tomorrow, that you have a new poll out showing that Ron DeSantis is now in single digits in some place. Donald Trump is at 56%. And they counted up based on the polling, the number of delegates that he has, he is well on his way to the nomination. And having Donald Trump at the top of the ticket in 2024 is not going to play well for the rest of the Republican Party. And particularly when they don't sell positive ideas. Going to come back with someone who's always positive, our friend John Roach, his thoughts on fall, on Wisconsin Badger football, and much more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will keep his job. The state Senate has voted not to remove him from office. Democratic State Representative Ann Johnson is the vice chair of the House Board of Managers that conducted the prosecution.
Those that voted to acquit were wholeheartedly Republican.
The votes followed 2 weeks of testimony. The center of what was Hurricane Lee making landfall in Nova Scotia. Meanwhile, across the Gulf of Maine,
Wind whipping up in Bar Harbor and 102,000 customers without power in New England. It's day two of the auto workers' strike. Carmakers say that the union demands for a nearly 40% pay increase and better benefits are not realistic. Ford says it's laying off 600 workers. In response to a new legal motion in the Trump election interference case by special counsel Jack Smith, asking a judge to limit what former President Trump can post on social media, the former president posting that Smith is deranged. This is ABC News.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for
Jim's
some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour. Network news followed by weather and then our friend, Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct, coming at you live after a repeat yesterday, a live show. And I believe Mr. Zomers is doing extra duty and will be the producer of the show today.
So, that is correct.
Very good. Well, Matt Flynn Direct live here on Civic Media after the top of the news. Right now, our guest, our monthly visit with our friend John Roach, a Renaissance man, a guy who is a writer, a screenwriter, a columnist. He does it all, and also is a great wood splitter, apparently. He does it all, John Roach. We appreciate him. Before the break, John, talk a little bit about, as an alum, as a former Badger football player and Wisconsin graduate, you know something about this. We're both big lovers of the Big Ten.
I didn't play for the Badgers, just high school ball.
Yeah, high school, I'm sorry. Yeah, high school under George Crist, the late, great George Crist. But the Big Ten expanding, the Pac-12 basically imploding. That was the word I was looking for before the break.
Yeah.
But here's the question I want to, in this context, because we do have a Badger football alum, Brady Ewing from my hometown, Richland Center,
sure.
Who he comes on every other week and talks with us. And I asked Brady,
Brady made the block that sprung the returner free for the return against Ohio State to open the game. I think that was Brady Ewing's block.
He was a great fullback, which is a whole other, what the hell is going on? Why don't
the
we
end of fullbacks?
I know this. I do not like this, John. I do not like the end of fullbacks because I love that position. I think it's just quintessential Big Ten football.
Todd, here's the thing: Fickell's going to play a spread at least as long as Longo's here. But, you know, Barry had a different strategy,
right?
And it worked for its time. So the real question for Fickell is: you could get a lot of offensive linemen and fullbacks and linebackers from the indigenous species in Wisconsin.
Right.
If you go spread, even your linemen have to be quick.
Right.
And so I wonder just how much of the Wisconsin, you know, walk-ons, you know, 2-3-star kids who form the backbone of the program, you know, how are they going to use, you know, allegiance recruits, kids who have always wanted to go to Wisconsin, who grew up in Wisconsin and are good football players.
Mm-hmm.
This new offense doesn't use the indigenous species as well as Barry's model did, and Paul's model, and Brett Bielema's model, less so Anderson. And so It's going to be really an interesting recruiting challenge to see where the Wisconsin players fit into this model. You know, there have been some wideouts, Luke Swan, Jared Aberderis, guys like that who would have fit well in the spread offense, but not a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be interesting. As far as as league expansion is concerned, it's a major cash grab, and let's not view it as anything but. It's a land rush for television dollars, and Academic America is complicit in this land rush. They want that money, and we shouldn't kid ourselves. Higher ed loves money in any form, especially because, you know, for state land grant universities, their funding continues to get cut by the government, and so they need to get cash elsewhere. Although, you know, I would also argue you might want to consider reorganizing, but, you know, and run a tighter ship and spend less money, but that's viewed as anathema. It was brilliant by the Big Ten to go after USC and UCLA. They are hurting for money. They're competing against the Rams, the Dodgers, the Lakers. They compete for entertainment dollars with some of the most, you know, fabled professional franchises in the country. So, and then obviously that move means the Big Ten will own a day of the week. You'll be able to watch football from 10 a.m. Eastern till midnight or later Pacific. all across the day, you'll be able to watch Big Ten football, not to mention Friday nights. And so in terms of grabbing television dollars, it was a brilliant move. I thought they should have gone after Colorado to get Mountain Time Zone as well, but there you go.
Well, maybe maybe after what Deion Sanders is doing to Colorado, they're going to be a hot commodity for any league.
There's no question. But at the end of the day, I think there'll be 25, 30 schools who are going to be making all the television money. And the result of that will be schools like Western Michigan or Southern Illinois, who play those, you know, victim games for money at the outset of the season. Their women's sports, their cross-country sports, their non-income sports are really going to be put at risk.
Yeah.
Less so for the big colleges. We'll still have, you know, non-income sports at Wisconsin, but these smaller Division I schools are going to be lost at sea because they won't be part of the Power 25 or 30. Yeah. And that's kind of tragic.
Yeah, I agree. That's the way I was getting to with Brady, because I asked him, I said, are we going to a point where it's just going to be, whether you want to call it the Big Ten versus the SEC, or are we going down the NFL route? Are we basically going to have two? Oh,
we're absolutely going down the NFL route.
See, that's what he said too. He agreed.
And by the way, Todd, this now professional football and basketball model that uses higher education as the host is one of the most uncomfortable partnerships ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of schools have looked the other way on academics forever, less so Wisconsin. Now these athletes are being paid. They're going to be making money that average students aren't making. At least the elite 10 to 12 players will be making $100,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own complexes, their own tutoring. You know, they mingle with the regular population, maybe in the off season a little bit when they're not in the weight room. But we're creating, you know, it's just a very clumsy partnership between higher ed and sports. Someone said that sports is the front porch for higher education in terms of marketing, right?
That's good.
I think that's a benign way of putting it, and to some ways apt, but it's also very, these are going to be professional teams, right? Yeah. The real issue, I think, you know, the NBA has a development league, baseball has the minor leagues, and the NFL needs to pony up and have a minor league system itself.
Yeah.
Bankroll.
And again, I have old man syndrome, I guess, but I guess one of the great parts of college athletics to me has been more of the amateur level, that these people weren't getting played. I know times change, and look, I'm all for particularly players that are helping bring in the large dollars. I think they do deserve a slice of it, but there's just something, I guess, something lost in the whole nostalgia of it as well.
Innocence.
Yes, exactly. You hit it. By the way, we have a caller.
It hasn't been innocent for a long time.
Only a minute left, but a caller from our MDX line text in and says, is this the John Roach formerly of Steve and Gary fame, Papa Al formerly of Naperville? I'm not sure what that means.
It is. Well, I think that was just his name.
Well, I worked with Steve Dong, Gary Meyer in Chicago for a long time, won an Emmy with him. I worked with all those guys at the radio station called The Loop, John Brandmeier. Kevin Matthews.
Yeah.
Worked with all of them. That would be me.
See, folks, we bring in only the best people like John Roach. Really appreciate you, John. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next month, my friend.
See you, Todd. Always nice talking to you.
You as well. John Roach, also thanks to Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn Direct is next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For Mr. Zombers, I'm Todd Allball. See you tomorrow. Keep banging your drum.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
Devec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 15.